is a good party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you don't know what a Motown Monday is, just stay tuned and you'll hear the greatest hits of Motown all throughout the show. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. It was a beautiful weekend. How are you?
Hey, man, hey, how else can you be, man? I spent Saturday and Sunday outside the entire time. You know, I almost didn't want to come in. Man, just being outside in a beautiful creation that, you know, is this world. You know, man, and people, we just take things for granted, man, just to be able to soak in and the rays of the sun and the warmth of the sun and, you know, God's creation. Man, just give me a chance to be outside when it's warm. That's all I'm asking. I don't need a whole lot more. You know, we got a great show lined up for you this morning. We're going to talk about an awful lot of things. But I want to begin the show. Hey, Calvin, you remember this movie, a cartoon. It wasn't a cartoon. It was called Monster House.
I'm not familiar, no.
Okay, Monster House. Okay, so Monster House. There was this crotchety old guy who always said, "Stay off my lawn." The kids would ride around, and you bring it up, you'll see it. Kids ride around, and he just did not want kids on his lawn. His lawn was lush and green, and he took pride in his lawn. Hey, guess what, Calvin?
Is that how you feel?
Stay off my lawn! But no, I'm not, you know, that crazy. But man, I take pride in my lawn, man. And so I put a lot of work in it. And so as I was out working on my lawn in over the weekend, it takes a lot of work dethatching it. If you don't know what that is, there's this dead grass that accumulates during the winter under your lawn, and it's brown and you can see it, you know, and what it does is it stops your lawn from breathing and taking in the water and the nutrients that it takes to make it lush and look really nice. And right now, you know, this is the earliest that I can ever recall lawns looking absolutely beautiful. It's because of all the rain we had and the sun and the warm weather. And so grass, man, I don't know if you know, Calvin, grass has a male and a female blade. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I never thought about it that hard, but yeah, that's how plants work, I guess.
Yeah, it does. There's a male and a female blade of grass. They interact, and that's how you have new grass growth. And so if you don't get the dead grass up, then it's hard for the new grass and the new growth to come in. You know, there's something called aerating your lawn. I'm not that crazy. I don't take the time to aerate it, but I do dethatch it. And so as I'm doing this work, and it's a lot of work and it's a workout and those kind of things. And as I'm doing the work, because normally you do it early, so it looks beautiful, you know, around, May and June, because right now, because it's been so much, you know, rain, it's a great chance to get all this stuff in. Well, anyway, oh my goodness. He's here already. Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. What's going on, man?
It wasn't no snow.
Okay, man. Hey, man. Hey.
You're supposed to have snow till May.
So listen, man. So track and field is running up and running outside, and the weather's spectacular. When is the last time track and field was going and the weather was this good?
But it's supposed to be snow, damn man.
but it's not, man. Yesterday it was 75 degrees, man.
It was 82 in Madison, and they made me work hard. I was sweating.
Doing what?
Dethatching the lawn.
Oh, hey. No, you weren't dethatching, were you?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so at least somebody knows that I'm not funning them. They know that some of us. But here's the question. You know, I said all those things to get to this. So as I do this work, I look across to my neighbor's yard. They've got dandelions with stalks 12 inches high and bright yellow flowers. They haven't gone to seed yet, but while I'm, you know, slaving to make my lawn look right, I'm wasting my time because my neighbor's got dandelions a foot tall. So I kept looking at this, Al, you know, and I said, so how do I handle this situation? It's his yard. I can't make him do anything about his yard, right? So, hey, man, he's still asleep. So I opened this gate, and I went in, and I snatched the tops off of all of those dandelions. Al, did I commit a crime?
Yep. Trespassing.
I know.
It's called trespassing.
I know. So how do you handle that, man?
I spray it.
Your neighbors?
Yep.
How can you can't spray all of it? You're on one side, he's on the other. You can't go, oh, you trespass.
No, my neighbor's across the street. Okay. I have a 200-foot hose. And I put the weed killer in the cup, and I stand in the middle of the street at night and spray his lawn.
Oh, hey,
and kill all them dandelions.
Hey, Al, are you sure you're not doing something that's illegal?
I'm not on his property. I'm standing on the street.
No, man, but you're spraying, you're spraying this stuff, man, you know. That, you know, a lot of times people don't want that on their grass, man.
Well, they don't know that.
Also,
out there spraying weed killer and
so
my hose away and whatever.
So in a way, you're kind of doing what I did. You take matters into your own hands.
I didn't go on his property. I was on public land.
844-967-2789. But man, you take pride in it, right? And so you just, and you're looking at your neighbor and, you know, and I'm like, man, you know, like I said, all I did was took the tops off of them. They were tall enough that I could snatch, you know, I didn't get to the root, you know, because, you know, it's, you know, if I can just take the tops off of them, they won't go to seed, but I've never seen them, hey, Al, this early in the year, you know, as tall and as bright as they were. Looked like there's going to be a bumper crop. Huh?
I said, I hear you, but see, what I'm saying is I'm still waiting on the snow that's supposed to be here until mid-May. See, the snow will kill all of it.
Hell, you're raining on my parade. Listen, man, it's not going to be any more snow. We're done. We're past that. It was 75 degrees yesterday in Milwaukee, and I was out soaking up the rains, the rays. But listen now, listen, man. So how do you then, again, we're working feverishly trying to make our lawns look good. I don't have one dandelion. I make sure I don't have one. And yet I'm fighting this continued battle with people who, you know, not a big deal to them.
Well, see, they know that you're going to do it, so that's why they don't do it.
Oh, is that what it is?
And not only does it save that labor and sweat, and also it don't cost them nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, man, I do enjoy doing yard work, and I'm sure you do as well.
I garden. I grow vegetables.
So
I have to keep the lawn right.
Well, you know,
it doesn't mess up my vegetable.
You one of those guys, like I said, the guy in the Munster House, the movie where the crotchety old guy with his pants pulled up to his stomach, you know, above his stomach, sees little kids around and he scares them. Hey, you, get off my lawn. That's you, ain't it, Al?
With Earl, no, that ain't me. What I have to deal with is dogs. See?
Oh, yeah.
And all the neighbors got dogs, and they think that my yard is the toilet.
So how do you handle that, man?
I put a sign up telling them, if I see your dog on my lawn, I will shoot it.
Oh, Al.
What?
You are that crotchety old man. Hey, you put a sign up.
I'm the one that's sitting there with that gun, and I will blast
the ass. Hey, Al, thank you very much for that call. hey, Calvin. hey, he is that crotchety old man. Man, you know, I get it. You know, people should know better. They do. They walk their dogs. They leave the feces all over your yard. It's just ridiculous. You shouldn't have to say that. Anyway, 844-967-2789. It's a Motown Monday, and we're going to talk about, you know, Poland kids rejoice over new rules against homework. Hey, Calvin, in Poland, they got rules that cut back on the amount of homework kids have to do. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And yes, Poland's kids rejoice over new rules against homework. Teachers and parents aren't so sure. In Warsaw, Poland, Ola Kosnick is celebrating. The 11-year-old who loves music and drawing expects to have more free time for her hobbies after Poland's government ordered strict limits to the amount of homework in the lower grades. You know, and here's kind of what they're saying. The government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk enacted the ban against required homework this month, amid a broad discussion about the need to modernize Poland's education system, which critics say puts too much emphasis on rote learning and homework and not enough on critical thinking and creativity. Under the decree, teachers are no longer to give required homework to kids in the first through third grades. In grades four to eight, homework is now optional, and doesn't count towards a grade. Calvin, I know, I'm just springing this on you, but your thoughts about homework, and again, they're saying to basically cut homework out first to third grade. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on, I can see certain arguments for homework, but I really don't see any reason for it to be required, especially in first through third grade.
I'm in agreement with you. There it to 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, Calvin, I would say this. You have to give Poland credit because they have the courage to look at things and say things, this isn't 1920.
Yeah.
Right? And to say, hey, maybe we need to look at, maybe there's a better way. You know, the fact that we've always given kids homework in first through third grade is not a reason to say that we need to keep doing it, right?
Yeah. It's like first through third grade, you still need to be a kid. And I don't know, you're at school for 7.5-8 hours a day. How much more brain capacity to do work do you have when you get home?
You know, 844-967-2789, is the number. Now, debate over the proper amount of homework are coming around the globe. While some studies have shown little benefit to homework for young learners, other experts say it can help them learn how to develop habits and academic concepts. I think the early developments of a child, especially first through third grade, is about their personal growth, right? And their personal development and interacting with others and learning those lessons. I think those are as valuable, if not more valuable, than the other things. Tony said, I would have loved that. Don't think it would have been too helpful, though. Al, you're back. Your thoughts, man.
Yeah, there's another way. There's another way to look at that. It's not in Poland, but in America, where we've got so many kids coming from single parent homes. This is another way for the child to interact with their parent and to bond with them, and the parent keeping track of what's going on in school and how they can help out.
You mean you would be opposed to what they're talking about and cutting back the homework?
I don't think that should be up to the government. I think that the parents and the educators should be making those decisions based upon the growth of the child.
Well, it's safe to say something's going on in this country in education. Is suffering. It does not matter whether it's in the urban centers or rural centers or in some of the best schools. It clearly is an issue where people and children are not doing as well as they once did. And so instead of our nation addressing it, Poland at least has taken a kick at the can, and I don't know if we have the guts, Al, to make the changes necessary as a nation to address the educational issues that are really causing a major stir in this country.
Earl, I'm not totally disagreeing. What I'm saying is there are certain things that the government needs to get out of the way. And, you know, I don't know about Poland, but I know in America there are certain things that the government shouldn't be making decisions on. These are things that should be made by the parents and the elected school officials and the teachers that work with the kids. But I'm just saying that in our situation currently, and you know, I was an administrator in Milwaukee Public Schools, there needs to be more activity with the parents and the school.
So let me ask you, Al, you know, I do agree with you, by the way. So when is that going to take place? When will the district and the parents, and not just in Milwaukee, but across the spectrum, make those decisions that you are talking about?
They should be made when the child is enrolled in the school.
But
the point is, too many people are sending children to school and
unprepared.
Expect the school to raise their children and to feed them and clothe them. That's not the school's job.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Can homeless people be fined for sleeping outside? Next up on the Earl Ingram Show. Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. You know, the last, before the break, we were talking about, you know, the changes in the educational system that they're undergoing in Poland. And so I think we've got a caller left over from that before we get into my next topic. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, man? Always good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, and happy Motown Monday to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, listening to this, I can't help but think about the impact of cell phones and social media on our young kids. We touched on this a couple weeks ago. We talked about, you know, how Europe has regulated their social media, and I noticed the other day walking through the park, and it's such a beautiful sunny day, that even, you know, it looked like very, very young children that were at, you know, family events were still kind of paying a lot of attention to their cell phone. We all know the harm that it's caused as far as attention deficit and the ability to concentrate with adults. Just think of the dynamics involved when we have young children whose minds are not fully developed, the negative impact. So, you know, it's a complicated mess. You know, it is a conundrum, but I think we need to be wide-eyed when we're looking at these changes in our mental capacities, and especially for young kids. And I wanted to get your opinion on
you, that. You know, Mike, man, I agree with you. Look, Poland has the cojones to know that there's something going on and that they're looking at a situation and they're offering an opportunity to address it. In this nation, we don't have the courage, man. We don't have the courage to say, look at what's going on with TikTok, right? Look at what's going on with these different sites. We know the impact that it's having on children. We know that it's not a good thing to have children in the situations that they're in. The response is, well, parents, that's your job. And so parents, you got to fix that. Make sure you keep your child away from those things. Part of me says, yes, I agree with that. You know, as a parent, even though my children are, you know, grown men now, part of me says, okay, yes, there's a responsibility for the parents. But another part of me says, hey, government, when we bring all these things and allow them to be created and we don't put controls on those things, or say to the people who create them, hey, you know, it's a great idea what you've come up with, but, you know, there's some things that go on your site that I think you should regulate. And if you can't regulate it, we'll regulate it. You know, and so, Mike, I mean, I agree with you. But listen, man, when you give your child those things at young ages, what are you doing? Well, I remember when I was volunteering my time in the schools, and I would see children with those phones, you know, 5, 6 years old with, you know, phones. And I would say to parents, I mean, geez, you know, why does your 6-year-old have not an iPhone, I guess, but, you know, an Android or something, one of those kinds of phones? And the mom would say to me, well, I need to know where my child is and what's going on with my child. And I said, okay, you know, I mean, I'm from a different era. So let's say I agree with you. Okay, I do. But it doesn't have to be an Android or an iPhone. If you want to know what's going on with your young child, get them a flip phone. You follow me, Mike?
Absolutely right. And you know, we know this. We know these problems are there. But yet, to your point, we have a Congress that is bought and paid for, that is doing the bidding for the donor classes of our citizens and not we the people. This is as clear as it could be in this case.
Hey, Mike, thank you as always, man. You know, Mike is always on point. Hey, another guy's on point, Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must realize that. And Mike is absolutely correct. Citizens United, money and politics has destroyed not only this country, but even like the state of Wisconsin. Going back to education of what you were talking about before, Wisconsin used to be the beacon for education, and now they have so many people that are exiting the profession. And all of the seeds that Scott Walker and the Republican administration had sown are now coming to fruition. And you can follow it directly as a timeline, and you can see exactly what has happened. I agree with Poland, because if you watch a movie, there's a movie, if everyone could watch it, it's Where to Invade Next. Where to Invade Next. And it's got a thing in there about Finland, where it was the worst education system in the world, and now it is the best education system in the world, and they don't do homework. They don't do those things. They have their kids go out and play in a tree. And then they say to them, tell me about the experience that you had with playing in the tree, or what bugs did you see, or whatever it might be. In this country, all we're doing is making our youth into employees on an assembly line. We are making them just cogs in a wheel by just doing testing, because honestly, they don't want anyone that is exceptional in this country. They want people to be just like a monkey that can do a job, because then what they can do is you're disposable. And that means someone else can just fill right into your job if you leave. And it starts right with our education system. Everything starts with our education system. It is the infrastructure of everything. And then as they get older, that's what happens.
You know, so Tom, critical.
As minimum wage jobs.
Hey, man, a critical thinking is certainly what Poland has determined to be one of the most important things. And I dare say it's not just Poland. It should also be for any human being. Critical thinking. I'm not saying the other aspects of education aren't important, but you can have all of that and then not be able to be a person who does critical thinking. And, you can't get yourself in this country across the street. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. So 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So, Calvin, homeless people can be fined for sleeping outside. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think that's ridiculous. That, like, implies that they're doing so out of, like, desire, that they're choosing to do that. I don't know why you would punish someone for doing something that's not in their control.
So, a rural Oregon city asked the United States Supreme Court if they could fine people from sleeping in the park, because it's starting all over this nation. It has become a crisis situation with people who are throwing up tents, you know, all over this nation, and creating homesteads, you know, in cities and parks, and sleeping in cars. And, you know, it certainly has been an explosion of that. People who can no longer afford to make it, and they've created these tent cities. Have you ever seen those?
I've seen pictures. I've never seen one in person.
Right. So what do you think of the tent cities that have been created in places all over the country?
Well, first, they obviously exemplify the housing or lack thereof in this country and the affordability of it. And it certainly signifies a major problem. But they also, I would assume that definitely would pose some dangers to the community. So we have to find somewhere for these people to live and find them some way for them to provide for themselves. And yeah, we can't just allow this to continue.
844-967-2789. So it is a major problem. I know that in Milwaukee, we had so many people sleeping under one of our freeways. And a very visible area of downtown that has gone under, you know, complete renovation. Downtown Milwaukee is a beautiful place now, a destination place where, you know, cruise ships now stop in the port and come and visit Milwaukee. And so this visual of all these people with their tents became a major problem. And I remember the Democratic Convention was scheduled to come to Milwaukee the year of COVID. And so they were so alarmed and concerned about this growing, burgeoning homelessness that they moved all of them out of that area. They clearly thought it was such a difficult and a problem that the city worked diligently, as you stated, Calvin. They found places for all of these people to go. And you know, was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. But they got rid of that issue in the city of, well, it's not completely gotten rid of, but they at least got them out of this area that was so visible. 844-967-2789. It is an ongoing issue in the country. I've got a buddy who lives out in Washington, in Seattle, Washington, and Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco. These are the bedrocks of homelessness in these homeless camps that have sprung up even downtown. Can you imagine, right in the heart of downtown, these camps have risen? So when we talk about whether or not it's okay, whether or not the government should be willing to find the people who have created these camps, you have to take all those things into consideration. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll continue the discussion on the other side. Hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about, you know, the homeless encampments that have sprang up all over this nation. There, the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, is going to be addressing one of these homeless, encampments in a rural Oregon city. They have decided to write tickets and fine people for sleeping in these encampments and sleeping in their cars. And the United States Supreme Court is going to be taking this issue up. Let's go right back to the phone lines and Karina from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. May I say something about education?
Absolutely.
First?
Absolutely.
Okay, so first of all, critical thinking. If you're teaching somebody critically think about something, you have to teach them something first so they can critically think about it, okay? So you have to have a homework because the homework is the repetition. This is how our brain works. You learn something, you apply, you repeat. That's how you learn. When you learn, then you learn how to connect. When you learn how to connect, you can critically analyze your knowledge and apply it to a new topic. So you can remove one of them and decide that I'm going to be a 4 years old kid critically thinking about something. It's not going to be possible. This is a delusion. This is wrong. And that's why I've seen that happen in American school when my son was in school, and it was a normal homework. Everything was before a walker showed up, okay? And then all of a sudden, we start getting less and less homework. Then they remove books. Then the children start showing up with the copies of a one-page or two-page out of the book. We couldn't even look at the book anymore. This is not for me. If this is my child, I want proper education with add-on to it as it was before, where the children can apply themselves and critically think on the base of what they already learned. Then it works, because majority of people, as we know, don't have photographic memory. We have to remember things, and remembering comes from repetition. That's how simple as that. Now, about those homeless people. Well, first of all, it's a shame. When you run around the world and bringing something, the way of life. So what are we bringing, the way of life? That we have homeless people, that we have starving people, that we giving people who already don't have a home ticket, who cannot pay for it. So what's the next logical thing? They're going to go to jail? In the jail, which got commercialized, so we can make a business to someone who owns that jail. How does it work, Earl? Instead of increasing the awareness of that we need to work and give our taxes to ourselves for our benefit, not to go to somewhere else in the world and show them our way of life. What way of life? That we don't have health care appropriately for people, that we have people going into the bankruptcy because of the going to the doctor, they're afraid to go to the doctor, that people cannot afford education because it's a ridiculous amount of money. No, you have to fix your own first before you can, even when you're flying in the plane, they say put the mask on yourself first because you cannot help anybody.
Hey, Karina, you're right on point with your responses to both of those things. I can't argue with the sense that you made. You clearly have thought it through. And thank you as always. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Okay, I totally agree with her 100%. Kids should have homework. You learn by repetition. Any job that you have, anything that you're taught, the more that you do it, the more it gets imprinted in your brain, and the more skillful you will be. And as far as the homeless, how can you do that to someone living on the street who doesn't have money to begin with? That's ludicrous. If I was running the government, I would do what they did in World War II, and I would build government housing. And then we could get these people into homes. They then could go and get a job. And maybe in this government housing buildup, we could create jobs for those homeless people. It's a win-win situation. But what we're doing now is just, we are making these people feel bad. We're trying to drive them from our cities. And this is causing depression. And when we have severe depression, you have a severe amount, a high range of suicide. So government, let's get together. Let's think this through and help these people.
Hey, Susan, great thoughts again, as always, always great thoughts. Really appreciate it. Hey, Al, you're my co-host today. So what's up?
No, it's the topics that you're bringing up. I just want to emphasize that, a lot of the homeless people that you're talking about happen to be veterans.
Yes, that's true.
And
Are you talking about Seattle? Seattle has 5 military bases around it. And a lot of those people were waiting for treatment at the VA hospital and didn't have anywhere to stay. And same thing happened here in Milwaukee. So when you look at who the homeless people are, those are people we should be serving.
Al, I wish I had more time. We got to run. Next up, Republicans against capping credit card fees on the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday, 844-967-2789 is the number.